From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made his first visit to the State Department Wednesday for the ceremonial swearing-in of his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo outlined his commitment to protecting the United States.
Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats. We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports one of the president's former lawyers says special counsel Bob Mueller's team earlier this year raised the prospect of issuing a subpoena for the president.
It would be an extraordinary idea, forcing a sitting president to testify under oath. John Dowd tells the AP Mueller's team broached the subject in March while negotiating terms of a possible interview with the president. Even if there is a subpoena, the president could fight it in court or invoke the Fifth Amendment and refuse to answer questions. This morning, he tweets there was no collusion, calling it a hoax, and no obstruction of justice. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for twin suicide bombings on Libya's election commission located inside the capital of Tripoli. At least 14 people were killed. Authorities also said that more than 20 were wounded. IS and other Islamic extremists in Libya oppose democratic elections. Militants have often targeted elections in other countries, and IS has called for attacks on voting infrastructure in Libya. This is VOA News. Protesters took to the streets.